Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for April 2024. So earlier this month we had the Nox Game Jam 2024 and we all got together at in Knoxville, had a game jam kickoff and had a pretty big crowd that came out for the kickoff. I was there. We had James Locksmith Army, Matthew showed up, Jacob, Colin showed up, Dustin, and also Cody Lambert, and a lot of other new people I'd never met before, like Jonathan. So I was really glad to get to meet everybody from the Discord group. If you want to see the games we've made, you can go to noxgamedesign.org and then just click on the Discord link, and that'll take you to our Discord channel. And we've got a channel specifically for Nox Game Jam 2024 game submissions. So I'm going to play some of these. The first one is Minu by Dustin. Yeah, so Dustin, he was showing us this game at the kickoff. Little platformer style game. It looks pretty cool. It has a lot of nice pixel effects. Kind of gave me kind of like a Fez or a Limbo feel to it, if anyone's played those games. So I got this guy and he's walking across the bridge. Got some really nice parallax effects, kind of pixelated effects, parallax in the background going on. So yeah, if you press Z, then he can slash. What other controls are there? Yeah, you can press down to crawl. Oh, and you can press down to crawl, then press space to roll. And see if we can jump off walls. Yeah, may need a gamepad here. Oh yeah, you can kind of like Ninja Gaiden for the NES and hang on to the wall. I guess you can climb up, or yeah, I guess you gotta hold the space bar. Hold space, there we go. It's got a little skeleton guy. And we talk to him. Press C to talk. Capital C. Press up. Go through the door. I like the little context sensitive signs there. Kind of got a yellow hue to this. And oh my goodness. Killed the wolf man there. Climb the wall. I like the grass blowing in the wind effects. And what? Uh-oh. Don't know what the crystals are doing. I think they're attacking me. I'm in trouble. I wonder if I can slash them. Really tall wall here. It's got really cool parallax effects to it as you're going upward. How tall? Oh, there's the top of the wall. It can't go any further. No, no, Mr. Bill. Yeah, look, the walking animation's got a lot of frames in the walking animation. I don't know what the, I guess the red meter is health, the blue meter, I don't know what the blue meter's for. And green, I guess that's like your stamina or something? By crouching around, I don't know. The enemy animations are pretty cool. Uh-oh. Oh, there's a guy sitting on top of the building. Uh-oh. Yeah, so this is a Minu by Dustin. You got different settings. So next game by James Locksmith Army. Yeah, it's Claws and Conundrums. It's a Unity game you can play through your web browser. Kind of like a first person text adventure. No sign of a giant spider. What monster was summoned? I think a basilisk. No signs of a basilisk. I don't know what was summoned. A hellhound. Maybe I need to look around first. Thank you for your help. The pieces of this murder just aren't adding up. The other detectives think it was a ritual gone wrong, and we're probably looking for a person who was also in the occult. My gut says there is no way a human did this. I've bought us some time to look around to see if you can figure out, but you'll have to be quick. Can you figure out what was summoned? Okay, I'm supposed to look around. So, a couple of rooms here. A room with a book. And a bed. And some candles. And a cabinet, wooden cabinet. And you can go downstairs. Oh, yeah, there's like a summoning portal. There's a huge summoning circle down here. Maybe it was the Full Metal Alchemist down here. Some old wooden boxes. A fireplace. Yeah, I don't know what happened. And there's blood over here. You can kind of see. That's kind of weird. You can see these little jaggies. Yeah, you can hear the squishy sound in the blood. That's kind of weird. Some roses and a book. And some blood on the bed. Werewolf, Shadowfane, Shadestalker, Perchna, Monitor, Lucifer, Harlequin, Infernofane, Hellhound, Greenfane, Gorgon, Giant Spatter. I don't know. What was summoned? Maybe it was a Monitor. No sign of a Monitor. Well, it looked like it had bloody feet. Isn't that the first time it was letting me guess again? Now it's not letting me guess. Well, it had to be something with, I don't know, werewolf? Nope. Spider? No spider. Green fiend. Okay. I feel like one of these has got to say something different. Maybe not. A gorgon. No gorgon. What about this perchita? Shadow fiend? No shadow fiend. A hellhound? Shade stalker. A shade stalker was found hiding in a nearby shed. It was swiftly dispelled and no one else was murdered in this gruesome manner. It was the shade stalker! That was Claws and Conundrums by James. So got Mike Page. He has gameplay, Save the Mothership. This is on Simmer.io. I've never heard of Simmer.io, but it looks like it's another file sharing site. Or game sharing site, just like Itch.io and GameJolt. The mothership is outnumbered and has taken refuge in an asteroid field. There are only 5 defense drones left. Can you stop the enemy drones from destroying it before our fleet arrives to chase off the attackers? Drones will enter the asteroid field from all sides. Intercept and shoot them. We have to survive until the countdown hits 0. You are our drone pilot and will be remote controlling drones. When one is destroyed, we will launch another until they run out. Controls WASD or arrows to move the drone, spacebar to shoot. Good luck, pilot. You are our last hope. Yeah, so it's kind of like asteroids. I like the blast sound. So the drones are these little red capsule guys. Time until fleet arrives. Uh-oh. Yeah, you can't let your drone go into the blue orb. You instantly die. There we go. Yeah, you press up to go forward. And your W to go forward. And A and D to turn left and right. Yeah, so you got a mothership meter, health meter. Health meter on the bottom of the screen. I got one more life left. I like the sound effect. I wonder if I can shoot the asteroids. I like how the capsules kind of like wiggle around the asteroid. That's pretty cool. Like there's intelligence built into the little capsule so they don't fly directly into the asteroids. I think that's pretty cool. Oh no, oops. I flew into the mothership. So that was Save the Mothership by Mike Page. So Jacob submitted Soviet Necromancy. It looks like you're a spider. You got a health gauge of 100. But there's like, is he in a boot or? Yeah, so you can like throw these little yellow like spiderweb things. So the description is you play as a state-sanctioned summoner that summons fallen comrades who perished in defending the new motherland. A colony of rogue war automations has taken refuge in an ancient service tunnel in the new motherland's bowels. Destroy them all. Move using WASD, place a summoning circle using left mouse button, then press 1 or 2. Oh, press 1 or 2. Oh, that's pretty cool. No. Then press 1 or 2 to place a skeleton squad or zombie squad, respectively. Oh, that's pretty cool. Zombies are slow and tanky. Skeletons are fast and shooty. Yeah, that's pretty cool. A little dungeon here. You summon your skeletons and the zombies. Yeah, I think this number two, the zombies do a little bit better. Yeah, the zombies are like zombies are like your DPS. The zombies are your tanks, and skeletons are your DPS, your damage dealers. Yeah, so that's Soviet Necromancy by Jacob. And we got Stomper Yoshi. He submitted Grayson Alpha. The multi-platform adventures of Grayson. Ethan Stomper Yoshi Chase. Ooh, I like the kind of like Atari graphics. So you got these like little, I don't know if they're UFOs or something. You got your little guy here on the bottom side and looks kind of like a orb or UFOs that fall down on top of you. Gotta avoid these things hitting you. Yeah, it seems like they start getting a little bit faster the more you avoid. It started out kind of slow, but now they're starting to pick up a little bit. I'm up to 2,500 points now. Kind of curious to see what happens if I get hit by one of those. Yeah, they're picking up now. I don't think I've seen more than one on the screen at the same time, but yeah, they're getting pretty fast now. Okay, I'm up to 5,000 points now. I gotta see what happens if you get hit by one. Game over. Final score 5,886. That's the multi-platform adventures of Grayson Alpha. Here we have Super Colin. We got a browser-based game. I don't know what the title of this one is. Oh wow. Kind of got a neon theme going on here. Oh, cool. Perp bot, yellow bot, and gray bot. Confirmed choice. I'm gonna pick perp bot. Confirm lineup. Edit your lineup. I'm gonna turn down the music just a tad. Okay, confirm. Draw. So this is kind of like a card battle of game. Got red bot, orange bot. Red bot is fiery, orange bot is grass, and blot is no attribute, but he has a strong attack. I'll take Blot. Edit your lineup. Position 4, position 3, position. Confirm. Draw. Battle. Confirm. I'm going to take. So now we got green bot, red bot, blue bot. I'm going to confirm blue bot. Confirm. Total wave survive 0 and draw. Got gray bot again. Let me take gray bot here. Confirm blue bot. Battle. Ooh, look at that rain bot. There's two different rain bots. One with a big sword mostly across the sky. Another rain bot all the way across the sky. I think I'll take him. Draw. Oh, look at him, Blot. It's like a skeleton robot. Yeah, I think this would be really cool, like, expand on this. I like the concept of a robot card battling game. Robots with different attributes, attack, defense. And yeah, because I used to play, what was it? The Warcraft card game. Hearthstone kind of reminds me of that. I actually tried to implement Triple Triad from Final Fantasy one time. Pretty cool. Yeah, so that was... I don't know what the name of the game was. Pick a bot and try to win until the game breaks. First game jam. It's a good game just for your first game jam. And yeah, we all start somewhere. And the important thing is you all got stuff done, and hopefully everyone had a good time making your games. So mine's is called Worker Bees. So I was kind of thinking like a tower defense game, but you got bees, and you place the bees, and they fly around your beehive, and you got these little enemy bugs. I don't know what I was going for there. I just tried... Started out as like a ladybug and just gave it an angry face. Yeah, so your beehive can take 5 hits. Every time an enemy bug comes in, if they collide with one of your bees and it kills that bee, otherwise if they hit the hive, they take 1 damage on the hive. And the only objective is to see how long you can survive and eventually just get too many enemy bugs on the screen where it's impossible. But I made like a little bee meter up here in the upper right hand corner that fills up when you're able to place another bee. So kind of my idea was to make it where you have different types of bees with different worker jobs, which I think would be neat. So yeah, really inspired by like Plants vs. Zombies and other tower defense games. But my take on it was, instead of having everything go in a straight line, everything goes in a circular pattern. So kind of thinking like having bees that go faster, bees that can take more damage, or bees that can shoot. My first time using Krita, I used Krita for doing the background, so I really liked that painting tool. Never used it before, but it makes really artistic looking backgrounds. But yeah, that's basically it for worker bees. I was thinking about like, you could put like a high score table on there, seeing how long you can survive. And if it was to ever make it into like a full game, have like different levels and do like Plants vs. Zombies or something like that. So I think that was all the games created. How many games was that? That was like 5 or 6 games created. So that's one of our best turnouts, games created. I think Dylan may have created something. Yeah, so Dylan, I don't think this was for the Nox Game Jam, but since Dylan was one of the originals, I just wanted to bring attention to, it's not a video game, but it's kind of like a text adventure or like a book style game. It's on itch.io. You can find it, Dylan Wolf. It's called A Weekend at Camp Ustanala. I'm probably butchering that name, but It's a lovely fall weekend in the 1990s, and you're a pack of teenagers heading to a small scout camp in East Tennessee, but beware, for horror lurks out there in the wilderness. A weekend at Camp Oostanala is a six-page, 60s scout camp horror setting that was initially written with Grant Howitt's Be Prepared one-page RPG in mind, but it can be adapted to any system. It provides two possible plot hooks steeped in Tennessee folklore, depending on what type of gameplay experience you want and where your players decide to explore. So yeah, it's just $1 on itch.io. So if you're into text book style adventures, I guess text RPGs and the old school, I guess kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons type thing, I guess, yeah, check it out by Dylan. So yeah, I think that's all the games. So appreciate everybody coming out. Had a good time. Really enjoyed meeting everybody. Hopefully do it again next year. Maybe hopefully try to find a bigger meeting place. So till next month, thanks everyone for listening and watching.